Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's my happy sound. The sound of an opening beverage and the sound of the theme song to the Rock and Roll Happy Hour.
Yeah.
Cheers to you, gentlemen. No, not over the bar. It is Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. Happy Friday to you. And our guest tonight is Brad from Ruler Brewing. Good to see you again. I can't believe it's been since January since we saw you last.
It seems like just yesterday, but I'm happy to be back. Thanks for having us.
We're just cycling right through the year,
aren't we? Oh, yes. So you guys have been doing a lot of growing since the last time we talked to you. I know there was a lot of stuff in the works, including what you poured out in my glass that's not beer.
I was going to say, this is very clear. I'm guessing this is not a hazy IPA we're looking at.
Not hazy at all, no. You can see through it. Looks like water. It's a clear, effervescent, refreshing drink. This one's a raspberry lime flavored. We'll probably be rotating through different flavors in the future.
So this is your flavor for this time of year, raspberry lime. Are you getting ready to cycle out for another flavor?
We might do a mango pineapple flavor next.
Oh, yeah.
I've had some requests for that. And we're just going to kind of keep it rotating through different styles and keep it fresh.
I've drank a lot of hard seltzers from different establishments. I like the texture of this. It's got something that's more substantial than like a White Claw and not as cloyingly sweet as like Truly. I like the idea of a craft hard seltzer. How do you go about making that different from a beer?
Well, it's fermented cane sugar, and I'm not the brewer, so I can't tell you any more about the process. But, you know, in the beer community, craft local options are popular, and people know to support local with other national brands. It's not so much local craft options yet. So I think you'll see other breweries pop up with them, but the raspberry lime Sunday Spin is delicious. People that try it seem to like it better than some of those other brands.
I do like it better than those other brands.
And since it is so light and fluffy, we need a light and fluffy song star of the program. And then we're going to get into some beer. And how many cans of that did you bring, by the way?
Get in and drink some beers.
Yeah!
Man speaks my language. Can't believe we started tonight off with a hard seltzer. The first time we've had a hard seltzer on the program.
Yeah, it wasn't hard to drink that at all.
No, it wasn't. Which, I got to ask, Brad, how can we get a hold of that Sunday Spin Hard Seltzer? Is it like available in 6-packs?
So aside from the tasting room, yeah, we sell 6-packs. They're 12-ounce slim cans. You can get them Texas Wine and Spirits, Bubbles in Oceanside, Country Wine and Spirits in Carlsbad. And then, you know, BevMo's and Fraser Farms and those types of places.
I'd be swinging by the East County BevMo to see if I can have some of that.
If you don't see it in your store, ask for it.
The Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, drinking with Ruler Brewing. Now, let's get into some beer. And this is the best kind of beer because it's beer for a cause.
Yay!
Tomorrow is the 7th annual Padres Pedal the Cause.
That's right.
It's perfect for you guys because you are a cycle-themed brewery. And this is a huge cycling thing. So you've brewed a special beer for it. You're going to be handing out cans at the finish line, which I couldn't think of anything better to do after that ride, because you get a ride over the Coronado Bridge too, don't you?
Yeah, you do. So that's one of the options. You can cycle over the bridge, you can do runs, and then they also have like standing cycles that you can stationary bike with.
You can stationary bike the trip?
Yeah.
So yeah, inside Petco Park, right on the field. If you want to get involved, you can stationary bike and donate money that way, you know?
Well, can you drink beer while you're stationary biking?
I think you got to wait till afterwards. So we'll have Peddler right on the field at Petco Park on Saturday.
Yeah.
All the finishers will get one of our 16-ounce cans. Yeah, we're super excited to be involved with it.
This is always one of those things where when you make a session IPA, it's hard to balance body versus hops. And you can make it too thin, you can make it too hoppy. This right here, this is hitting me in all the good spots.
Yeah, I was reading about it. It's got Strata hops.
It's all Strata hops. That's right. So 5%, really crushable, but still gives you that bitterness that you want out of a San Diego
and
IPA.
just juicy tropical fruit notes and citrus. This is
so it's a single hop.
Delicious.
Single hop Strata. Session. Yep. IPA.
Strata hops not something I'm familiar with, but I'm totally starting to be able to experience. It's very unique. I wouldn't say it's like starbursty, but it has like a fruit aspect to it.
It does have stone fruit-like characters.
Yeah.
It comes from Oregon State University, their hop breeding program there.
I was reading that your head brewery, Raleigh.
Yep, Raleigh.
He's busy brewing right now, I guess, but
we got to keep up.
For
tomorrow. We got to keep up.
But apparently, Raleigh's in like four different cycling clubs, and I guess the CEO for Pedal the Cause is a member of one of those clubs.
Exactly. So that's how this kind of all started, and
it's beautiful.
It's just a great, great relationship to be a part of.
If we want to participate in it, we still can. It's what is it? GoPedal.com, and you have that link to Alt949Radio.com. Ken shaking his head.
Yes,
me,
we
like,
do.
Like,
yes.
like it's not radio.
Absolutely. And people will be able to find this around town in cans and on draft?
Yeah, so after the event, one of the plans is to get it to count so that people can find it. But try to come out on Saturday and join the Pedal to Cause. Great, great event.
This is worth waking up for and taking a bike ride. We'll take a break. When we come back, I got another beer that will definitely get you up in the morning. And if you don't go end over end with love, I'll be surprised. Ken, I'm getting motivated.
Really?
Yes, I want to go out and I want to ride a bike and I want to drink beer when I'm done riding.
Oh, gotcha. Yes.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Tonight, drinking with Ruler Brewing, we've got Brad here talking about an event they're part of tomorrow, the Padres Pedal the Cause, where you get to try the beer that we just got done drinking, which is their Peddler Session IPA. It'll also be in cans after the event. And we were talking about these next two beers we're going to have. These are two beers that you offer year-round in cans. And wouldn't you know, they're both IPAs. So what's this first hoppy wonder you poured out for me?
So this is called Endo West Coast IPA. Kind of a flagship beer for us. 7.2. It's made with Strata and Idaho 7. It's just a great West Coast IPA, got stone fruit characteristics and, you know, kind of medium bitterness. It's delicious. It's kind of one of my go-tos.
Thank you for doing a West Coast IPA. We're still amongst the haze craze. People are just throwing hazy, juicy IPAs left and right. But what really got me into IPAs in San Diego specifically was these really just piney, resinous West Coast IPAs. This harkens back to everything I love about an IPA, and it's clear.
It's clear and delicious, and like you said, kind of going back to what we grew up in San Diego enjoying with West Coast IPAs.
So the funny thing is, I'm going to play this song for this West Coast IPA, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to drink a hazy.
Yeah!
He went and did it, Ken. He poured us out a hazy IPA.
Yeah, we were going to get there sooner or later,
I mean,
weren't we?
How vogue are we with hard seltzers and hazy IPAs tonight?
Yeah, let me twirl my handlebar mustache.
No,
here.
You're growing the very nice mustache.
Oh, yeah, for Movember.
For Movember.
I'm just letting it all loose, baby.
How is the missus feeling about that stink on your face?
She gives me an interesting look in the morning when she just kind of a,
It is the Rock and Roll Happier on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright, and our guest tonight, Brad from Ruler Brewing. We've had their Endo West Coast IPA, the Peddler Session IPA, which you can check out tomorrow if you're going to be part of Pedal the Cause, and you want to get involved with that. The link is on our website. We started off, yes, with a hard seltzer, the Sunday Spin Raspberry Lime. And I guess there's one thing we should probably note. With Ruler being a cycle themed brewery, you have a lot of like names that are kind of revolving around cycling. Like Peddler, obviously, you have to pedal a bike.
It is French for one who pedals.
Yes, endo is what you do when you go end over end.
Ouch.
But I'm a little more confused on this next one. You have a beer called Doper?
Doper, yeah. Doper. It's kind of one of our flagship juicy IPAs in cycling, taking steroids known as doping or juicing. So there's your doper.
You thought about calling this beer Lance?
You thought about it.
Sorry, that was easy.
Yeah, so your doper juicy IPA. If you want to get doped up, grab some 6.6.
Tell you.
Delicious. Amarillo, Citra, and Mosaic.
I'm feeling dopier.
I will say one thing that this hazy IPA does that not a lot of hazy IPAs do.
Whoa.
That there is a pronounced back end bitterness on this.
It's like, damn it, I'm still an IPA.
Yeah,
you're going to know about this.
Yeah, so we heavily dry hopped it. So, yeah, you do get that kick that you don't get out of a lot of the hazies right now.
Yeah, there's IBUs in this.
What does IBU stand for again, Ken?
International Bitterness Units.
How do they measure that?
It is one part per million cohumulone after it's been isomerized into an aqueous solution.
And what's the max that I can actually taste?
About 100.
What do you think this beer clock's in at?
Bitterness and IBUs aren't correlated necessarily. It depends on what what else is in the beer. And there's a whole lot of velvety fruitiness here.
We're going to take a break. We're going to play a couple songs with this. And then we're going to end with a beer bigger than this one when it comes to flavor.
I feel good.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. We've got Brad from Ruler Brewing. We've just polished off their Doper Hazy IPA, the Endo West Coast IPA, a beer you can try tomorrow that has been under lock and key, waiting for the Padres pedal to cause, the Peddler Session IPA, which all goes to a really good cause.
For tomorrow's event, all the proceeds are going to go to basically fund cancer research. Various nonprofit organizations who are involved in the fight against cancer. Cancer is one of the largest life takers here
cancer
in San Diego County.
Sucks.
And it does. Like... It's not fair. It's horrible. And the faster we wipe out this beast, the better. So Pedal the Cause has actually raised $10 million, I guess, over the last few years. Last year's event alone raised $3 million. Right. That's incredible.
I'd like to believe a portion of that helps even our Movember push with Mr. Steve West, our two-time cancer survivor.
That's right.
So if you want more details, go to alt949radio.com. You can sign up there. You can be a part of the event. And, of course, you can drink delicious beer like we're doing tonight.
Yeah, drinking for a good cause.
Yep. And we end with a beer that, Brad, you guys did with. This was Black Plague Brewing, right?
Yeah, so this was a collaboration we did for Collabapalooza a few weeks ago. And it's a delicious beer. It's called Reaper. It's a wee heavy.
Yeah, I was going to say, this beer is not an IPA.
No. It's very malt-focused and caramely, biscuity. It's delicious. But it's not an IPA.
It's the color of creme brulee, you know, right where the blowtorch hits the custard.
Sure. You know what? That is a very romantic description of this. And honestly, it's fitting because there is a certain, there's almost a caramely note to this.
Oh, that's delicious. Why don't people make more of this style of beer?
It's like a combination coffee, toffee.
Roasty.
Yeah.
Like a burnt marshmallow.
How come there aren't more wee heavies? Because when I think wee heavy, I think instantly like toffee candy, sweet, sticky, heavy. But this doesn't fit into that realm at all. There's a lightness to this because of the wheat. But it also has really deep flavors to it.
It's a wee heavy, not a great big heavy, just a wee heavy, a little bit heavy, not really heavy. Just kind of heavy.
So this beer is 8.5, so you're also going to be feeling good afterwards.
Ooh, good.
Too.
I'm feeling good, and I'm feeling better.
I'm going to ask you an evil question. Have you thought of barrel aging this in something?
Ooh, that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Great idea, yeah.
How come I'm the one bringing this man the ideas?
Jeremy, you're a genius.
You know what?
Look for that next year, yeah.
I will take that as we wrap things up with some Judas Priest, because it's the only thing I could think of that was really heavy.
Right, Larry!
We'll see you next week on the Rock
and
Roll
Happy Ruler.
Hour.
Yeah, Ruler!
Good night!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.